from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, today is, as President Donald Trump has dubbed it, Liberation Day. New reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union later this afternoon. The president says it's all part of a plan to bring more manufacturing back to the U.S., but economists say it will take years for the U.S. supply chain to reset itself. When asked by a reporter as to whether the president is okay with people paying more now because of the tariffs, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had this to say.
You should trust what this president did for you in his first term. He effectively utilized tariffs while driving down inflation. It was a record low 1.4% when he left office.
Trump is expecting trillions of dollars in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect. And the White House says the tariffs will undo decades of countries taking advantage of the U.S. A staffer for Senator Cory Booker is under arrest for allegedly carrying a pistol on Capitol grounds without a license. This was just minutes before the New Jersey Democrat took to the Senate floor for his speech. Kevin Batts is a special assistant for the lawmaker. Police said he was arrested after failing to go through security. Several dozen federal research grants at Princeton University have been halted by the Trump administration.
A campus message from the school's president said officials received notifications this week that grants were being suspended by agencies, including the Department of Energy, NASA, and the Defense Department. The rationale was not fully clear, but Princeton vowed to comply with the law. Princeton is the latest Ivy League school to have its federal funding jeopardized by the Trump administration. This month, Columbia University in New York agreed to several demands from the federal government after it pulled $400 million and threatened to cut much more. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An Ocean County couple continues to recover weeks after they were shot and wounded by an apparently angry neighbor who then took his own life. The violence along a waterfront Bayville street erupted on March 10th, leaving 54-year-old John Ademo dead and the Kwiatkowskis hospitalized. Now a handful of police reports from last year, as secured by New Jersey 101.5, gives a glimpse into tensions that apparently boiled over for Ademo, whose wife repeatedly called officers. For details, head to our website, nj1015.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Our rain clouds rolling in. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're talking about some unsettled weather settling in here. Each of the next 4 or 5 days has a shower chance plugged in. Nothing heavy, nothing steady, just occasional rounds of wet weather. Now, most of these impulses will be riding north of us, so the northern half of New Jersey will see the most frequent occasional shower activity through the upcoming weekend. And that includes tonight. Rain shower clips North Jersey. Most of the state stays dry with mostly cloudy skies. Rising temperatures tonight will dip into the lower 40s this evening, then climbing into the lower 50s by daybreak tomorrow. And it's going to be a warm one tomorrow, despite cloudy skies. Highs 70 to 75. There is a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Friday, showers in the morning and late at night. Still lots of clouds. Highs settle in the 60s. Saturday looks blah with clouds, some showers, and temperatures in the 50s. But we're right back in the 70s on Sunday with rain moving in late day. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Patterson, it's 47 degrees. Hamilton, 50. Cape May Courthouse, 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.